Does your church share the grounds with a Christian school? Stay tuned, there's some law you'll want to know about.
What you must know about ministry today from a legal perspective. Join attorney David Gibbs Jr. now for The Legal Alert.
Pastor Lonnie knew the importance of church security and was looking into starting an armed security team to patrol the church grounds during the services. However, his church also had a Christian school on the same property, and he knew that the law was often stricter regarding guns on school grounds. Did that apply during church? He called our attorneys at the Christian Law Association to find out. Our attorneys noted that unfortunately, churches with Christian schools can often get swept up in state school firearm laws, but that a thorough examination of his particular state would be necessary. Remember, all 50 states have their own particular laws regarding firearms on churches and in particularly with Christian schools. Our attorneys were happy to help him get the advice that he needed. Be sure you know the law. If you have a church and a Christian school, know what you can and cannot do with security armed forces.
Why not get the answers you need for the legal question that's nagging you? Visit christianlaw.org.
And we're now about 8 minutes
this is past Roger
12
Walton
noon
with a
on our Monday, 21st day of June, and we'll get our Christian Musical Heritage Moment coming up here in just a moment. We're looking forward to spending some time with you during Swap Shop, and if you've got a moment to hang around, we would sure appreciate it. Also, if you have an item for today, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, lost and found, or maybe a garage or yard sale in the works that you would like to invite folks to. And then one other area we can help you with, and that is if you're a business and you're looking to hire folks. And I think a lot of businesses are looking to hire folks. We can spread the word for you. You can reach us for Swap Shop a couple different ways. You're welcome to visit our website, wgcr.net. Call us, 828-884-9427, or simply shoot us a quick email. That address, wgcr@icloud.com. Taking us to Swap Shop time today, beautiful song from the Mylan Hayes family. It's entitled Overwhelming.
You told me in your word how you are working all things for the good of those who will only believe. Every good and perfect gift comes straight from your hands. So remind me, Lord, of this when I need to hear it again, that you are good and you are holy, working all things for your glory. Sometimes I can't even comprehend how you are moving and you're working. My problems you are solving. I don't even know just where to begin, 'cause you're so good. It's overwhelming. I've learned your ways are high. Sometimes I can't even comprehend.
And with that theme, we welcome you to Monday, the 21st day of June. Crazy to think, Grace, we're on the downhill slide in June.
We are.
And that's going to be like halfway in the year.
That's crazy to think about.
Well,
that's exciting, though.
Well, Christmas will be here in 2 weeks.
Yes, I'm excited.
It'll feel like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, I don't want to rush time.
Okay.
But I do like Christmas.
You like Christmas?
I do.
Yeah. See, I love Christmas. I love Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I love all that time. I enjoy fall with just the blue in the sky.
Yes.
That crisp, you mm-hmm. know. I don't like necessarily cold. I'm picky.
Yes.
But the Lord loves me anyway, so yay for him.
Yes.
Yeah, well, if you're thinking about Christmas just around the corner in 6 months or so, Prime. Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Prime member?
I am.
Okay, yeah. Corey is in our household, so I take advantage of that.
Yes.
It's the beauty of your kids growing up.
Yes.
They have stuff and you share it now. But Prime Day is what, today and tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Has it started already?
It has, yes.
Okay, it started, I guess, at midnight last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this in the summer. It's like their Christmas in July, but it's June.
Right.
Yeah. But they say, just kind of think twice before you do a couple of things, just because it's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love a good deal.
Me too.
I'm all for a bargain.
Yes.
You know, saving money, I'm there.
Yep.
Sales, thrift stores, clearance aisles,
mm-hmm.
those attract my attention.
Yes.
So this is like an online version of that. But they say, one, think twice before you take out a high interest credit card to try to buy that robotic vacuum that you're not really going to need, or that Instapot that you're only going to use once or twice.
Yeah.
However, I have an Instapot and I use it a lot.
I do not have an Instapot. I do have an air fryer.
Have one of those too. Love it. You need an Instapot. Not saying you need to go buy one right now.
Okay.
But you need an Instapot because it's amazing. You can cook frozen stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's nice.
Frozen chicken.
Right. And then it's done in
a
matter of...
It's done.
Yeah.
It's like a high-tech pressure cooker
mm-hmm.
for dummies.
Even
see,
better.
Pressure cookers scare me.
Yes.
Because we've blown up a few in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandma did and I was there.
Yes.
And we picked beans off the ceiling for a while.
Right, yeah.
good times, Grace. Good
yes.
times. You've never lived till you've blown up a good pressure
mm-hmm.
cooker.
Mm-hmm.
But the Instapot... It's kind of like that, but again, it's safer. It's a little more high tech than the traditional canner pressure
right.
cooker, but you can actually use it for canning if you want to.
That's
nice. It's a really cool thing. So I regress. But they say, here's some things. Make a list of what you need and set a budget.
Yes, set a budget.
Are you a budget person?
I am.
Okay.
And if you know Roger Walton, me and him, many times, me and him have talked about budgeting on Swap Shop.
Two peas in a pod right there.
Yes.
Yeah. So not a bad pea to be in the pod with.
I agree.
Roger. Yeah.
Yeah.
So make a list, make a budget. Don't give in to marketing gimmicks. You know,
mm-hmm.
they'll say like, oh, this is going to be the last time, or this is the cheapest price you'll find this. It'll never again be this. Yeah, yep. Not really.
Nope.
Use price tracking software. And I will say that checking prices can be super beneficial, even if you're in the store. Because a lot of the stores now, if you download their app, you can take your phone, if you have a smartphone, and scan the barcode.
Mm-hmm.
And it will tell you what the price is, like the sale price.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And we were shopping recently for a present for a birthday for someone. And I found something I liked. And it said, you know, it was in a stack of a thing of like 40 to 50% off. So we checked the price and it showed it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to check out, they charged me full price.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, we checked the barcode on the pair, you know, of shoes that we were getting.
Yeah.
And it came up this price. So the manager came and looked and he said, wow. It showed online, but it didn't show in their system. So I got the discounted price.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So that was very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But check online, even when you're online shopping, do that.
Yes.
And then return items if you have buyer's remorse.
Yes.
Are you kind of one of those person who second guesses spending money on something?
Not normally.
Mm-hmm.
No. Because this is what I do. I think about it forever. before I actually buy it. So once I buy it, it's set in stone.
So you're not an impulse buyer.
Sometimes I am. If it includes food. The other day, I went to Ross, and they had this bag of gummy worms, and they were sour. I love anything sour. And we were in the checkout line, and I saw it. It was only $5. I wanted the sour gummy bears.
And you got them.
Yes, I did.
So I would agree. Impulse buying for food would be one of my weaknesses. And that's why shopping my groceries online is a good thing for me, so I don't impulse buy there. But if you have buyer's remorse, keep your packaging, you know, and make sure it's what you want before you throw the box away and do all that stuff. So a couple of things for you as we are in Amazon Prime Days today. And does it go till midnight tomorrow or do you know?
I'm not sure. I looked on it this morning. It said 39 hours left around, I don't know what time it was. So I think it goes through sometime tomorrow.
Yep. So check it out if you're an Amazon Prime member.
Yes.
Well, I know we jumped into that because we were talking, it's the 21st day of June, but hope everybody had a great weekend and a great Father's Day.
Yes.
And let me get this note here. Had to reach for it. Congratulations to our winner on Friday of our Father's Day prize package, Mr. Ken Moses.
Well, congratulations.
His children, Todd and Courtney.
Wonderful.
So God bless you, and I hope you enjoy your gift package.
Yes.
And to all the dads, I pray that you had a wonderful day. The weather cooperated.
It did. It was beautiful during the day on Saturday. It rained in the morning on Sunday, but it cleared back up.
It got better.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the afternoon, sun was shining, but we needed the rain.
We do.
So I was trying to, let me check and see our weather. We had a little over a half inch here. My dad, My parents live up in Lake Toksoi, and my dad, he's a weather buff. Like first thing when Dennis Swanberg was talking about, you know, his dad and talking about how he's like, first thing, how's your oil? How's your car? You got good tires. My dad is, do you know we've had such and such inches of rain since the first of the year?
Hey, there you go. That's about like that. You need to know that.
It's important stuff.
It is important.
Yes. And but he gardens. So the garden was getting a little weepy.
Yes.
Yep. And so for Dad, I got him birds and things that get in your garden, even rabbits and other stuff that might eat your garden, are afraid of owls.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I got my dad an owl for his garden.
That's nice.
That has, it's got like a bobblehead. You know the Chihuahua dog from Taco Bell commercial? Well, this is the way I can, it's not a, but the owl's head is like that.
It bobbles,
It does, with the wind. And it's got really realistic looking eyeballs.
Well, there you go.
So.
Well, I hope it works out.
Me too, because I like the... I'd like the benefit of the garden.
Yes, yes.
So, again, hope everybody did have a great weekend. A couple of things here that I wrote down to let folks know about, because I get derailed very easily, so I make notes. Please continue to pray for searchers in Tennessee of little five-year-old Summer out of Hawkins County, Rogersville area, Rogersville, Tennessee. Went missing the evening of June 15th, and they said they've had over 130-something tips, but really, they're no closer to finding her.
Yes.
And my heart just, it hurts. Every time I'm doing news, the article's there, and it's got her picture.
Yes.
And I'm sure praying that they find her, and that there's a good end to this story. And I will give you the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has a 1-800 number, and it's been, you know, several days.
Yes.
So if someone took her outside of the area and you see anything, so it's worth mentioning.
It's only about two hours from Asheville.
Yeah, it's not far. And a little girl, blonde hair, blue eyes, her picture's all over the news media.
Yes.
But if you see anything out of the ordinary, maybe in relationship to this, just if you got that feeling, just go ahead and act on it. They'd rather have a tip that turns out to be nothing than not get one that could help them find her. There's a 1-800 number, 1-800-TBI, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, FIND. 1-800-TBI-FIND, F-I-N-D.
Yes.
So again, we're praying for that. Also, praying for my sweet friend that I've never met, 15-year-old Hannah McKinney. I fell in love with Hannah through following her story, and if you've ever seen her picture and her smile, you'd fall in love with her too. I don't know the original diagnosis of Hannah, something I would say along the lines of cerebral palsy, maybe a more severe case. Mm-hmm. She was in Boston recently to have this reconstructive surgery on her chest to expand her chest cavity because it was basically caving in,
right,
and smothering her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was rushed to the hospital last week early. Her pulse was, or her oxygen rate was nearly nothing. It was amazing that she was still alive. But she's in intensive care at Mission Hospital in Asheville, and an infection she has gone sepsis.
Oh,
and
no.
I hope I'm saying that word correctly, but she is a very, very sick little girl, turned 15 last week while she was in ICU. Pray for her that the antibiotics will fight this infection, yes, and that she can get stable enough to be transported to, I want to say, Charlotte,
mm-hmm,
where they will evaluate for more surgery to try to go back and again expand the chest cavity wall.
Right.
And so just, she's a fighter.
She is.
She is a fighter. So please pray for Hannah, if you would. And then our friend, Brother Roger, we were talking about a minute ago, you're talking about him being a budget man. He is a budgeter.
He is.
But that he's just that way in life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Folks that have been following Anchor Broadcasting for any amount of time, you've heard Brother Roger doing the news or Good Old Gospel Song or Christian Musical Heritage Moments or, oh my goodness, Teaching Timeless Truth Moments or Sunday Teaching Timeless Truth. The list just goes on and on.
Yes.
But Brother Roger continues in his battle with cancer and has discontinued any further treatment, and so that's why you don't hear him, mm-hmm, on a regular basis. And I text Melody, his wife, this morning, and she said that he had kind of a tough weekend. And so please remember Brother Roger and Melody in your prayers and their children, grandchildren. And Brother Roger, if you're listening, I know he tries to when he can. Wish you love, you brother.
Yes.
And here's, oh my goodness, I met Brother Roger back in the, I guess it was early 90s, Grace, maybe late 80s. And no disrespect, because he is a tremendous man of God. What a preacher.
I
love his devotion thoughts. Wonderful teacher of the Bible. But we call him Brother Rogie. So you pray for Brother Roger. And if you'd like to send him a card, you're welcome to send it here. And his wife works not far from us, and so I'm able to just run them over to her.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to, you're welcome to just send one here.
Yes.
And let's see, was that everything? Oh, there was one other thing on my phone. I even put notes to look on my phone because I forget.
Yes. I mean, your phone is one of the biggest tools, you know, your notes. I love it.
It is, and reminders.
Yes.
I am all the time,
mm-hmm,
you know, saying, remind me of this and that. And when I don't do it, I end up forgetting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of goes in line with me saying I forget stuff. It's middle age in a nutshell. It's 12 things that when you hit middle age, you'll find yourself saying, Grace.
Okay.
Now, I'm living in this, but this is in the future for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one is, wait, what did I come in here for?
Mm-hmm.
Get done that. You know, I really thought that was my password.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the print on these instructions so tiny?
Yeah.
And who cares if it looks good? I'm comfortable. Yeah. Has anybody seen my phone?
Yeah. People have asked me that a lot.
I have actually asked someone if they've seen my phone, but I was talking on my phone. And I'm like, I couldn't find my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid scale, that can't be right.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how I got this bruise. Did I already take my vitamins?
Mm-hmm.
$5 for a box of cereal. They raised the price and shrunk the box. It's a racket. Yeah, software update again. I don't like updates. And the final one, I do find myself. Who in the world is calling me at 9:30 at night?
That's, I mean, even though I'm still young, I go to bed really early.
Uh-huh.
9:30 is like, I'm already in bed at like 9.
Uh-huh.
And
do you wake early or?
I mean, just like 7. I normally wake up around 7.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, I should say. But it's kind of a running joke between all of my friends is that I'm like a little grandma in a 21-year-old's body.
It's okay, Grace. Thank it's you. Okay to be a grandma. I know. You're not a grandma. It's okay. And, you know, you're never too young to be mature and saying, hey, my body needs sleep. But then you're never too old to try something new and exciting, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Unless you're afraid it will hurt you. But yeah. There's a 92-year-old grandma, great-grandma, great-great-grandma in Utah who accomplished something she had always dreamed of. She got her high school diploma.
Really?
At 92.
That's wonderful.
It was one of those feel-good stories. Her name is Barbara Stanley, and she's had a very full life. She was in school and then had to drop out when she was a young teenager to help her sisters raising children.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got married in her early 20s and then went on to have 17 children herself.
Wow.
Yeah, she had 8 boys and 9 girls. And her granddaughter, in talking to her, found out that one of Grandma's regrets was not earning her high school diploma because she originally had thoughts and aspirations of becoming a physical education teacher.
Oh, wonderful.
So the granddaughter contacted Salt Lake City's West High School, where the grandma went years and years ago. And in talking to the school officials, the circumstances, why she had to leave and things. And a week or so ago, she got a package in the mail and started crying the moment she opened it. It was her high school diploma, making her a graduate of the class of 2021.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
And they even included a cap and gown for her to come and be part of the graduation experience. Yeah. I thought that was just sweet.
That is very
At
sweet.
At 92.
You're never too old to do something that you want to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Never too old. So, I thought that was awesome. Got some info on the Western North Carolina camp meeting, and that's just around the corner, Grace. Can you believe, is it 2 weeks from today? It's July 4th?
Is it?
Oh, see, I spoke and I didn't have my calendar up here and I should know better than do that. But yeah, 2 weeks, actually 2 weeks from yesterday, because July 4th falls on a Sunday.
Yes.
So the Western North Carolina camp meeting kicks off on Sunday, July 4th.
Wonderful.
And we'll have this in Carolina calendar, but I don't think we've mentioned it yet. I haven't. I think Mm-mm. Pastor has. But on Sunday night, to kick it off, they'll have Brother Scott Dean from Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there preaching, and the Jimmy Justice family will be there singing that night, along with the choir, I think, from Little Ivy.
Yes.
We'll be singing that first night. And then Monday through Friday night, start time is 7:30, and Brother Brian McBride will be there preaching.
Wonderful.
And we sure love and appreciate Brother McBride and his sweet family. And the camp meeting is located at 55 WNC Baptist Camp Road in Candler. It's not hard to find.
It's not.
Just a couple of turns off the main road.
Yes.
And so if you have any questions, you need maybe more in-depth directions, call later and we can help you with that. And Pastor will be talking about it, I'm sure, but we'll have it on Carolina calendar. But we wanted to give it a mention and make sure that folks knew.
Yes.
So, yeah. Let's see. Big anniversary wish today. Actually, a couple of them. Let me get to my calendar for today. And we'd like to say happy anniversary to Johnny and Tina Johnson. They are precious folks. I know these folks. Not related with the Johnson name, but Johnny and Tina celebrating 28 years of marriage today.
Well, congratulations to them.
They are precious. God bless y'all. I hope you have just a wonderful, wonderful day. And then precious folks that we've known, probably my whole life, Dan and Clara McCall. From up in the Balsam Grove area. Brother Dan and Miss Clara have been married 64 years today.
Congratulations to them.
They are precious.
Yes.
We love them. God bless you, Brother Dan and Miss Clara. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And then also, happy birthday today to Sister Jennifer Collins.
Well, happy birthday, Miss Jennifer.
New mama.
Yes, and it's a beautiful baby.
She's a dog, Halen?
Yes, I believe.
Oh, if I got it wrong, please forgive me. But she is a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a blessing. Brother Bradley and Miss Jennifer, of course, they go to church here. But Miss Halen, she had on no socks recently at a service, and Jennifer was holding her at the back door, and just those little feet. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, she is precious. So Miss Jennifer, I hope you have a wonderful birthday today. And if you're listening and you've got a birthday, wedding anniversary, let us know. We'd be happy to celebrate with you. You can reach us here at 828-884-9427, or you can text us at 828-577-1296. Had two other things, and both of them, one just again gets at your heart. I printed it because I wanted to take a moment and just remind folks to please exercise caution in your summer activities.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're hiking up in the forest and you're tempted to cross a barrier to try to get a better vantage point of a rock or a waterfall or the river, please don't.
Yes.
I heard Pastor talking about this the other day, and I think Brother Roger talked about it on some of the last times he was on mm-hmm. Swap Shop. But we always hear stories of folks that fall and have to be rescued. And unfortunately and sadly, several people lose their life every year. And so please be careful. And then in our rivers, if you're tubing, please know where the boundaries are, where you're supposed to be. Eden, North Carolina. I'm not 100% sure of where that's actually located mm-hmm. in North Carolina, but Duke Energy has a dam that they operate on the river, and a family went tubing and ended up going over the dam.
Oh, no.
And it was a family of nine. Several made it, but had to be taken to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Several died.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at this point, they're still looking for one.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, they recovered the body of a 7-year-old boy.
Wow.
And a 35-year-old lady is still missing. And because they say the time that it's been since it happened, they've suspended the ongoing search. But they said that the group went over a dam that's about 8 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is that water coming at the bottom churns.
Yes.
And it's got such a pull.
Mm-hmm.
It traps people, mm-hmm. even if you're a good swimmer.
Right.
Sometimes even if you're in a life vest.
Yes.
Because of the pull.
Mm-hmm.
So please be careful.
Yes.
And please pray for this family. I can't even imagine. Thank you, Miss Karen. Eden is in Rockingham County in the Greensboro area.
Okay.
So we're definitely saddened with that story. It was on several news outlets over the weekend, and I caught yesterday afternoon that they had found the little 7-year-old's mm-hmm. body, and just can't imagine that family's heartache.
Yes.
And then another scary story in our own backyard. A 16-year-old girl was backcountry camping and hiking with her family in the Cosby area, Cosby mm-hmm. section of the Smoky Mountains. I believe that's on the Tennessee side. She was sleeping in a hammock.
Okay.
And got attacked by a bear.
Oh, no.
In her sleep. And here's the thing. The family had done everything right. It said that they had all of their food and their backpacks properly stored, secured in mm-hmm. safe containers. So it was not like they had food smells
right.
and had, you know, things in their campsite that would attack a bear, or that would attract a bear, rather. But she was attacked, thankfully. Her family was able to scare the bear away.
Mm-hmm.
They got her to help in the Army helicopter, I believe. Tennessee Army National Guard took her out about 9 o'clock that night. It happened on June the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And they said that there were actually two bears in the area. And so the rangers were able to locate one, and they killed it and found out it did have human blood on it. Mm-hmm. So it was involved in the attack, whether it was the main aggressor or not, but they have closed the Madron Bald Trailhead. It's closed until further notice.
Yes.
And so there's campsites in and around that proximity of several miles. So they say you can still hike through, but no camping.
No camping.
And they say that hikers are encouraged to hike in groups of at least three or more. Not mm-hmm. just two, but three or more. Make sure to carry bear spray. And around here, I have a question. Can you grab bear spray at Walmart?
I think you can.
Okay.
Because I remember one of the Sea Hope trips.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Brother Levi got some bear spray at Walmart.
Okay, because, you know, we're right here mm-hmm. in the forest. So bear spray, have that with you. And comply with all of the closures. Make sure you know if there's warning signs. Make sure you check those and that you adhere to what they're saying. Properly store your food. And if you encounter a bear, stay as far away as you can. Back yes. away slowly. They say safe viewing from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say I'd back away and, yes. and leave them alone. And then the rangers, again, strongly say that if you are attacked by a bear, fight back.
Yes.
Don't play dead. That's an old wives' tale around here. Now, with some other type of bears you might want to, I don't know. But they say you've got to fight back, make yourself look bigger, you know, waving mm-hmm. your arms, make loud noises.
Yes.
I don't know that I could do that. I think the fear in me would...
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you do what you got to do when you're in situations like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, I would agree.
So just wanted to remind folks to be careful. And yes. We got the 4th of July coming up, and we're right in the middle of summer tourism season.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks out on bicycles.
Yes.
So heads up.
Yep.
Another thing, a lot of folks out on farming equipment
because
mm-hmm. gardens are happening.
Yes.
And if you're going to pass a piece of farm equipment, I tried to look in the regulations of the road
mm-hmm.
to see if I could find this in print, and maybe somebody can help me. But if you're going to pass a piece of farm equipment, of course, you need to make sure it's in good distance that you can see nothing's coming.
Yes.
But you want to give them two quick blows on your horn.
Mm-hmm.
To let them know you're coming,
right?
That you're passing. Now, I've not been able to find that, mm-hmm. you know, saying that you need to do that, because I know instances where someone's gone to pass, like a big tractor, and that tractor ends up turning, and mm-hmm. there's been, you know,
right.
they've collided. Because
they don't have all the mirrors that a car has, so
yeah.
the horn would be great, because I don't... They don't yeah. have the left and right,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, so just be careful. Share the road with them. They're just out doing their job.
Yes.
You know, they're working hard. And speaking of working hard, we want to encourage folks to visit and shop local.
Yes.
At the farmers markets, at the produce stands, at the orchards.
Mm-hmm.
We've got tons of stuff.
We
in
do.
Our backyard, Grace.
We do.
And we want to remind folks that here on Swap Shop, we would be more than glad to give the location, the operating hours, if you've got some kind of special, you know, things that's come in season, that you've mm-hmm. got strawberries now, or you've got peaches, or you've got this, that, or the other. We can't really give prices, but we would be more than happy to put your location and
yes.
your hours of operation on Swap Shop. And we can't say we could do it every day.
Right.
But we'll mention it through the
yes.
summer.
That'd be great.
All right. Also, got another, let me jump on here. The Monta Vista Camp Meeting. Now, that camp meeting has been going for a number of years. It's over in the Weaverville area, and it's going to be July 5th through the 9th. That's hard to believe. It's just 2 weeks away.
Yep.
And morning services there at Monta Vista are at 10 o'clock. And then evening services are at 7, and they provide lunch for you. I'm sure they've got a great lineup of preachers. They mm-hmm. always do. And they meet, their camp meeting grounds are located at 1114 Murphy Hill Road in Weaverville. So want to invite that folks to this meeting. And Grace, I'll leave this here if you want to put this in Carolina calendar.
All righty.
We'll make sure that we do.
Yes.
Alrighty, well, I tell you what, we'll go ahead and get in our swap shop items for today. Let me quickly check traffic, and there we are. I thought, where did we go? Nothing really out of the ordinary, I don't think. Did you see anything earlier?
There was something at around 10 o'clock. It was a major slowdown on I-26 between exit 37 and exit 33. Westbound, and mm-hmm. It was stopped completely, but yeah. It didn't show what it was, but that's cleared up now.
Yeah. Okay. And we've got construction ongoing on all of 26.
Yes.
So if you're planning to travel 26, pad your travel time a little bit, I'd say 15 minutes.
Yes.
And check ahead. You can go to NCDOT. Mm-hmm. You can dial 511 and get current info. So check it out and do your homework. It'll hopefully probably help out on the drive.
Yes.
Well, we'll go ahead and jump into swap shop items today.
Alrighty. So we have for sale an apartment full of furniture, and it's including two TVs. And this is located in the Hendersonville area. And for more information, you can call 828-655-5859, 655-5859.
Also in swap shop for sale, a 3-year-old male miniature dachshund, light chocolate and cream color, comes with papers. He is neutered, chipped, housebroken, and crate trained. And they're looking for a loving home. They're asking $150. 776-9746, 776-9746.
There's an indoor yard sale at the Balsam Grove Community Center Saturday, June 26th from 8 a.m. until noon. And they're going to start sausage, biscuits, and gravy at 8 o'clock. Mm. And all the proceeds will go to support the community center. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, boy. Biscuits and gravy at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for someone to help around the house. They're willing to pay $12.50 an hour. And if you'd like more information and find out kind of what help they need and if it might fit for you, a couple of numbers here. 513-254-2323. That's their cell number. Or you can call home at 828-884-6154. Again, those numbers, 513-254-2323 or 884-6154.
We have a Boondock truck camper cover for a Ford truck. For more information, please contact 828-595-2588, 595-2588.
And also at that number, they have 50 7-foot fence posts. They're asking $3.50 for each of them. Again, the number 828-595-2588.
We have 12-gauge shotgun shells, a Heath amp, and several wheel covers for different Ford models. 828-255-9033, 255-9033.
And Miss Grace, I think that is going to be a wrap. Swap shop items for today. And we sure do appreciate folks joining us and looking forward to the upcoming 4th of July.
Yes.
And, I did have one other thing on my phone. Did you see the light just go off in my brain?
Yes.
It was something to do with travel. Let me see if I can get to that. Folks traveling on Acosta Road in Pisgah Forest. Let me get to that again. And I saw this posted on social media from the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And they had originally scheduled to do this, I think, maybe last week or whatnot, even today. But they've moved it to Wednesday and Thursday of this week.
Okay.
Acosta Road will be closed for the paving of the roundabout.
Okay.
So they're going to have a barricade at the entrance of the old Acosta near what they call the guardhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then just past the mini storage buildings.
Okay.
So if you turn onto Acosta Road, you can still turn into Lowe's. You can still That'd be pretty much all you can do to the left. And then to the right, you can still get to Integra Bank or to the hotel or to the mini storage. You can still go that way from turning in at Lowe's.
Yes.
But if you're looking for to try to get to, say, Habitat Restore or the rec fields there, Davidson River School, you're going to have to come in from the old side.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's going to be, in effect, weather, you know, weather dependent, but they hope to have it. They're going to close it about 7 o'clock Wednesday morning and hope to have it open by 7 o'clock. It looks like Thursday night.
Okay.
So just know Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes.
In there, Acosta Road in Pisgah Forest, they're going to be repaving or working the barricade somehow through there and of the roundabout.
All right.
Which that is a cool little thing.
Yes.
I kind of enjoy driving through. I don't know I'm going to enjoy driving through the big ones when they get them done.
Yeah.
But the little ones, I don't mind.
I agree.
Not a whole lot of traffic.
Yeah.
But I was going to July 4th on Sunday. We're putting together a list of all the places that will be doing fireworks displays. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about that maybe some this week and some next week. And the one thing that I'm trying to find information on, and maybe somebody can help me. And I'm going to tell you what I've heard.
Okay.
And I preface with, I've heard this. I've not confirmed this.
Yes. Okay.
There's a difference.
Yes.
I've heard that in Brevard that the fireworks are going to be not put on by the Heart of Brevard, but by the City of Brevard. And that it might have a different location because always it's they've launched them from Brevard College.
Right.
And you knew where to go.
Yes.
You know, to watch. But I've heard that it will not be from Brevard College.
Okay.
So if anybody knows where I can find some information on this, I would really appreciate it.
Yes.
You can call us here, 828-884-9427, or you can email. And that address is control, or not, well, let me give you the iCloud, wgcr@icloud.com.
Yes.
That would probably be the best one. We do have control@wgcr.net.
Yes.
We used to give that one all the time, but the iCloud seems to be a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's wgcr@icloud.com.
Yep. Wonderful.
You got anything, Grace?
I think that's going to do it for today.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to end a song. We end with a song that kind of talks about the day we're having. It's a beautiful day. Here's Mr. Mark Bishop. Have a great afternoon, and we hope to see you tomorrow.
It's a beautiful day for the sunshine, a feel upon my face, a beautiful song that I'm singing, the one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven, maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine, a feel upon my face, a beautiful song that I'm singing, the one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven, maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. So long to the storm clouds, take a look at those clear sunny skies, listen to the birds as they're singing like the angels up on high. Take that smile that you've been saving, oh, it's time to set it free. I have found that it's contagious, soon folks smile right back at me. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine, a feel upon my face, a beautiful song that I'm singing, the one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven, maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. Was yesterday gloomy? Well, it's time to turn the page. There's no obligation. Don't always have to act your age. When you have his joy inside you, let it glimmer like a jewel. Let it bloom just like a flower. Soon your garden will be full.
a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste.